本来我不想上，想低调一下，但是昨天晚上跟上帝跟我的新主人祷告了，他说我的名你必须荣耀他，所以我就上台说说我的两个见证。我其实
等一下 I didn't want to come up before, but last night I spoke to my new master, which is God, and he said my testimony you have to tell everyone, so I want to tell you about two testimonies.
Yeah, 我其实是被主耶稣光光背后两脚把我踢进来的。
I was kicked in by Lord Jesus Christ to the church.
因为我在受洗前的一两个星期，因为我这一次受洗，因为我特别，因为为什么特别关注呢？因为我跟款兄弟有一个约定。
I had an arrangement with the brother Kai, Ronald.
所以呢，我呢，那个我在犹豫，是不是要遵守这个约定。
I was hesitating whether to go ahead with this arrangement.
那这个时候呢，在我身上发生了两件事。
And then two things happened to me.
第一件事就是我的乳疮发了，长了一个瘤。
First thing is I suddenly had a tumor on me.
按照以往的经验，最起码要一两个月才会好。
According to my experience, it takes at least 1 or 2 months to heal.
我马上叫我的太太帮我祷告。
So immediately asked my wife to pray for me.
一两天马上好了。
And after 1 or 2 days, I was healed.
完全好了。
Completely healed.
接着马上又发生了一件事，我的牙龈肿大，连牙齿都不能刷。
And then I had a toothache. I couldn't speak because my gum were completely swollen.
以往也是要比较长时间的，我又马上叫太太帮我祷告。
I know it used to take a long time to heal, so immediately asked my wife to pray for me again.
然后又是一两天以后，又马上就好了。
And again, after 1 or 2 days, I was healed.
我因为这个人太笨，其实一脚就够了，又一个连踢我两脚，知道我这个人很愚笨。
God knows I was very stubborn, so He kicked me twice.So I can come and believe in
you. 所以我再也不犹豫了。
So I no longer hesitated.
Okay, 荣耀归主。
Glory to God.
大家好。
Hello, everyone.
我就是想说今天把我怎么认识主，然后怎么得救的这件事情，就是跟大家讲一下。
I want to tell you how I come to know the Lord, how I was saved.
因为我之前，反正我从我小时候开始，我是对就是神秘东西很感兴趣。
Since young, I was very curious about things that are mysterious.
因为我从小就相信，就是这世间肯定是有一位至高无上的神是会掌管着就是所有的人。
When I was very little, I believed there is a God, a most high God in this world who controls everyone.
但是很可惜，我所成长的环境并没有让我认识他。
Unfortunately, when I grew up, the environment didn't allow me to come to know him.
Yeah. 然后，但是我其实也听说过他。
I heard about him.
然后就比如说因为所谓的就是比如说我们从影视剧里面有听到过哦上帝呀、
So from movies I know about there is a God.
然后还有我们的口头禅我的天 Oh my God.
And we keep saying Oh my God.
还有
All these words.
今天长大以后就知道说过圣诞节
And we know Christmas.
还有我一位已经信了主但是他们家都是基督徒的一个好朋友，但是我们对他来说，就他对我们来说是一个就是所谓的异族，就是很就是圣诞节的时候我们大家都会采访他，就是弄一些比较觉得很 interesting 的事情。
I also have a Christian friend, but to me she's very different. Only when it's Christmas we will ask her questions about God.
对，所以说我所在的认知里面对于所谓的主所谓的上帝这些都是一些洋东西。
According to my understandingGod, Jesus, the Lord, they are something very foreign to me.
所以但是人都是有软弱的，都是软弱的。你们在世界上面都肯定会遇到一些难事。
Human beings are very weak. We tend to come across difficulties.
所以你总是想去求一些就是所谓的神秘的力量去帮助你。
So that makes you to trying to find out some mysterious strength to help you.
嗯，所以在我们家还有我们那个地区，或者是说在中国大陆的所有很多的地区，我们就拜神。
So in my town and many other districts in mainland China, we worship God.
Yeah, 我们什么神都拜。
We worship any God.
只要你告诉我，你可以帮我。
As long as you tell me that you can help me.
对，但是我们唯独不拜耶稣。
But the only God I didn't worship is Jesus.
对，然后所以我不知道，就是等一下，我看一下。然后我发就是我怎么认识基督的，就是从我要出国留学，然后我来到澳洲以后的事情。
So how do I come to know about Christ? This happened after I came to Australia.
我不知道大家有没有这个感受，当你来到一个新的环境，你总是觉得你很迷茫，你对你的前途不知道该往哪边去。
Don't know whether you have this feeling when you arrive a new environment, you're quite at lost. You don't know where to go.
嗯，所以的话，你就很想去有人帮助你，或者有神帮助你。
So you really hope there's someone or some God who can help you.
所以我就是到处去找 Google， 然后什么论坛，因为现在网络很发达。他说这里有，然后那里有，我都有去过。我到包括我飞到那个泰国去拜过神。
So I go everywhere, Google or on the internet to search for a God. I even go to Thailand once to worship God.
然后就还有我们就是有一些道教的仪式、佛教的仪式，还有很多很多不同教派的仪式，我都有参与过。
I also got involved in many ceremonies and rituals involved in Taoism and Buddhism.
对，然后你要做的事情就是上香、做法事、给钱。
So what you do is to burn incense to pay the money.
对，有些事情成了。
Sometimes it worked.
但是你会发现，这些所谓的道姑、这些所谓的和尚，他们只关注的是你的钱。
But you find that the monks, the nuns, all they're interested is your money.
但是他们不代表不关注你的心，不关注你到底好不好。
They do not care about your heart, whether you are truly well or not.
对，所以的话，我就有一天会觉得你的心里面总是空虚的。
So one day I felt that there's always this emptiness in my heart.
对，我曾经就觉得说有一个道姑帮我办事情，然后成了。可是我突然有一天想到，他比我老。那如果有一天他去世了，我该怎么办？
So once a nun did something for me and it worked, but then I thought about one thing. She's older than me, and I wonder if she passed away, who can help me then?
对，所以的话，我突然就发现说，其实这世间有些事情其实不重要，重要是你的内心。我怎么让我自己的内心成长，然后能有那种安全感。
So I then find that the more important thing is how I have the security in my heart, how I can grow in my heart.
Yeah, 这时候就主就敲开了我的门。
And then God knocked at the door.
因为大学期间我所读的课程是幼儿教育。
When I was in university, my major is child care.
Yeah, child care teaching.
Child care.
然后我就分配到了一个教会的幼儿园。
I was allocated to a child care center which is sponsored by a church.
Yeah. 然后在那里的话，我就认识了，就是都是基督徒的，我的老板，还有我的 supervisor， 还有那就是和我一起工作的 Susan 杨美。
There I learned my boss, my managers, my colleagues, they're all Christian. One of my colleagues is Yang Mei, who is a Christian here.
因为我和他们有相处了差不多两年的时间，然后在此期间他们都有，就是我和他们关系比较好，所以我就发现他们平常的做法，遇到什么事情都是
就是 pray to the God. We worked together for more than 2 years. I found that when they have something they difficult, all they do is to pray to God first.
所以我就很好奇，当时我就问了杨妹说这有用吗？然后杨妹就跟我说你可以试试，你就尝试着跟主说话。
I was curious and asked Yang Mei, does this work? And Yang Mei said, you can try.
然后过了几天，有一天晚上我就尝试了，我就跟他说话，我就说我不认识你，但是如果你愿意就让我能知道你能不能就是让我感受，然后当时感受还蛮就特别的。
One night I prayed to God. I don't know you, God, but if you are true, can you please let me feel about you? And on that night, I did feel God. I had a strong feeling about God.
然后后面我就跟杨妹说，哦，好啊，那我就和你去那个聚会。
Then I told 杨妹 I'll come along with you to the church.
然后第一次还第二次，我们查经查的是《使徒行传》。
And for the first or second time, we were doing Bible study of the Book of Acts.
但是那时候我还是就是内心还是就是我觉得什么神都是可以信的。
At that time, I still think that I can believe in any God.
然后那时候我们查的是《使徒行传》的第八章。
And we were studying chapter 8 in the Book of Acts.
大概是读到第十四到二十。
We were reading between verse 14 and 20.
那里有个叫西门的人。
There was one guy called Simon.
然后他就看到使徒在给他就是其他的需要帮助的人按手，还是做一些奇迹的事情。
Simon saw the disciples were laying their hands on the sick people, on other people.
西门就拿着钱去给那使徒，然后说，哎，你把权柄给我。
And Simon wanted to exchange that authority with money.
后面彼得就跟他说，你跟那个银子一同灭亡吧。
Peter said, you and your money go to the hell.
当时我读到这个话的时候，我看到我自己。
When I read about that, I thought about myself.
对，我就觉得好像是深深的一记就打在你头上，就告诉你说你就是这样子，你看看你的罪行。
I felt a heavy blow on myself, as if it's saying to me, this is you.
然后我觉得很惭愧。
I felt ashamed.
对，所以我当时说，我有罪。
So I said, I have sins.
可是作为一个就是你从小到大，然后你的习惯你养成，然后你自己的内心，其实我是相信说信心不足，所以你当时你是很矛盾的，你相信了有这个主的存在，但是你还不能就完全去放弃你之前的一个做那个罪习。
I had this contradiction in my heart. On one hand, I believe in the Lord, but on the other hand, I can't give up many habits, which are preventing me from believing in the Lord wholeheartedly.
后面的话我就跟马阿姨说了，然后就把我自己的内心所想跟她说了，然后她才告诉我说，其实大家有一些相似的经历，我才感觉我被认同。
I then talked to Sister Mary, and she responded saying, "We all have similar experience." And then I felt very identified with a lot of other brothers and sisters.
然后我就从此开始读经，然后我就感觉的第一次感觉就是我心中是有喜悦的，从此开始。
Since then, I have this joy in my heart, and I continue to read the Bible.
然后我知道说，哦，有一个神他是真实能帮助我的。
Then I know there is one true God who can help me.
但是这个不是我就是打算说完全相信说他是唯一的神的一个最大的，就是说他前面还有一件事情发生。
There's another thing happened before that.
就是我喜欢上网去看别人的见证。
I like to read other people's testimony on the internet.
然后澳洲有一个残疾的演讲家，不知道大家知不知道，叫 Nick.
There's an Australian speaker, Nick.
Nick Roo, 然后他双脚和那个他没有四肢的，但是他是信主的。然后我就听了他的见证，有一段我非常感动。
He doesn't have arms and legs, but he believes in the Lord and he shares his testimonies.
就是你要有 hope.
He said, "You need to have hope. 你要有盼望，
你有盼望，然后你要有信心，有信心，他就能来救你。
You need to have faith and hope, and he will come to save you."
后面我就跟主祷告说，我是有信心，我相信你就是那个唯一的神。然后我有时候就是那么的奇妙，其他你就不会再相信了。
So I pray to God, I want to believe in you. I have faith in you. And then amazingly, there's nothing else that I could believe apart from Jesus.
对，然后我也相信，就是我开始发现了祈祷的一个美妙，一个重要性。
I start to find the significance of prayer.
我就无论什么我都跟主说，难过的、伤心的，还有一些主给我的恩典，我都会有赞美。
Whatever happened, I talk to the Lord. Whether it's sad or happy things, I give thanks to God and I talk to God.
And 我也知道主是听到的。
And I know that He listens.
因为你的心告诉你，你的平静、你的安宁、你的喜悦。
Because the joy and the peace in your heart will tell you that He hears your prayer.
Yes. 所以的话我就后面就是跟着圣经，然后因为里面说凡事借着祷告自己求，然后因为他说你求我就给你们。
The Bible says ask and you'll be given，
寻找就寻见。
Find and you seek and you will find，
叩门我就给你开门。
Knock and the door will be answered by me，
所以我就内心我就非常非常的平静，我就不再说有所谓的惶恐。
So my heart has settled since then，
因为他一直与我们同在。
Because he is with me，
因为他已经为我们安排好了一切。
And he has arranged everything for me，
感谢主。
Praise the Lord，
Hallelujah。
I always knew that there was God.
我一直知道有一位神。
And always knew that Jesus died on the cross.
我也从小知道主耶稣在十字架上为我们死。
But when it comes to getting baptized,
但是如果要说到要受浸，
it gets really nerve-wracking.
我就很紧张。
So, people have encouraged me.
大家都鼓励我来受浸。
But I've always said,Nah, next time.
我总是说，哎呀，下次吧。
And when I first heard about this baptism meeting,
当我知道今天有一次受浸聚会的时候，
I started getting nervous again.
我又开始紧张了。
I talked to people around me about it.
我跟我周围的人谈话。
And I just didn't feel right at first.
我一开始觉得还没准备好。
And then one Sunday,
有一个星期天
，Uncle Danny was speaking in the English meeting.
传兵弟兄在英文聚会讲到。
He talked about this old brother Stephen Kwong's testimony.
他讲到江守道弟兄的见证。
And it made me think that I was thinking a bit too much.
就使得我感觉到我是不是顾虑的太多了。
That I just need to believe in him.
我就是只要相信他就够了。
So I said to myself.
所以我对自己说。
I think I'm ready.
我想我准备好了。
I went home that Sunday.
上了星期天我就回家。
I felt peace.
我觉得心里很平安。
I was no longer nervous about getting baptized.
我再也不对受浸这件事情感到紧张了。
And the only thing I was worried about,
我唯一担忧的是
was if I missed this baptism meeting.
是我如果错过了这次受浸机会怎么办？
So the next Sunday,
然后第二个星期天
I registered with Uncle Ichi.
我就向一周弟兄报名。
And I'm glad I did.
所以我很开心。
Thank you.
谢谢。
大家好。
Hello, everyone.
实际上我是不太善于在这种场合说话。
I'm not used to speak in this kind of situation.
我主要是今天受浸呢哈，我认为是我的人生的一个转折点。
I believe that today's baptism is a turning point of my life.
我是那个。过去啊，生长的那个环境和这个年代啊，是包括我受的这个教育，是不信神的，是无神论者。
I grew up in the atheist age.
我为什么能今天站在这儿信那个主耶稣呢
？The reason I can stand here believing Jesus Christ.
教会的有很多那个姐妹兄弟是通过他们使我更进一步的认识神。
It's with the help of a lot of brothers and sisters who guide me to God.
在这里我首先要感谢教会的吴弟兄和其他的 教会的兄弟姐妹。
Firstly, I want to thank Brother Joshua and many other brothers and sisters.
是他们呢引领我呀，更深的这个更进一步的哈，这个通过祷告参加聚会，接触神认识神。
They led me to God through coming to meetings and praying.
我从大陆到这个澳洲来呀。
I came from mainland to Australia.
主要是这个其他因为我这个女儿这个车祸这个事儿，我们到的这个澳洲。
Because my daughter had a very bad car accident.
在我女儿这个住院这个接受治疗期间呢。
During the time my daughter was hospitalized and received treatment.
教会的这个众姐妹啊，他们去探望我女儿。
So many brothers and sisters came to the hospital to visit my daughter.
所以使我呢，对这个神有进了一步认识和这个。
Allowing me to know a little bit more about this God.
过去的在我这个前些日子啊，我一直是很那个迷茫的。
Previously, I have been very confused.
通过呀，参加聚会和这个祷告。
Through coming to church and prayer.
我现在这个心里啊，特别的就是充实。
Now my heart feel very full.
在我这个信念里，这人呢，他必须得有一个信念。
In my believing, human must have something to believe in.
所以说呢，我就通过这个祷告，我就认准了我要跟随这个主耶稣。
Through prayer, I have decided that Jesus is the one I'm going to follow.
一切呢，我就是听主耶稣的安排。
I will listen to God on everything.
就像刚才大家唱的那个诗歌那样。
Just like the song we sang.
信则安。
信而顺服。Trust and obey.
这个意思我就理解，就是说，
My understanding.
只要你信，你就要诚心的跟随主，听主的安排。
If you are to believe and to trust, you are to follow him, follow his arrangement.
按主的意思旨意呢去做。
According to his will.
所以说呢，我在这里，我再一次，感谢主。
So one more time, I want to thank God here.
谢谢众，教会的众姐妹兄弟。
Thank you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，首先感谢主。
First of all, thank the Lord.
我以前也有经常到教会，然后我都是坐在最后一排的。
I used to come to church and sit at the last row.
然后我来的话，我只是说想觉得他们讲的很有意思，那些圣经的小故事就很吸引我。
I came here to hear the Bible stories, but I feel it's interesting.
但是我就是没有一颗特别想认识主，然后去亲近他的一个心。
But I didn't have a heart to know about God and to draw close to Him.
然后但是很感谢主，就是我身边就是有很多这些朋友啊，然后他们就是都是信主的。
Praise the Lord, I'm surrounded by a group of Christian friends.
然后他们也很好，就是没有跟我说我们信主了，主会给我们什么什么，然后他们只是跟我说一些就是教会里的生活啊，然后他们这些有读经祷告聚会之类的。对。
Praise the Lord, they didn't give me many promise of if you believe in Lord, you will get this and that, but they shared with me the church life, what happened.
然后有时候我就会问一下他们问题。
Sometimes I ask some questions.
然后就跟他们谈话谈，然后也 后来自己就很羡慕他们有一些这些读经祷告啊聚会这些生活。
Through conversations, I become admire of the life of prayer and meeting with other Christians.
然后我就有一颗真的是很想认识主的心了。
I start to long for knowing the Lord.
然后再一次的感谢主，就是当我想要认识他的，他真的是像圣经里面有说的，就是当我们想要与他亲近的时候，他就是也会跟我们亲近。
Praise the Lord. When we start to have a heart to draw close to him, as promised by the Bible, he will draw close to me too.
然后信主之后呢，我就也有向主祷告一些我生活中的难事。
After I believe in the Lord, I pray to him on the difficult issues in my life.
但是好像也没有什么用。
As if it didn't work.
但是我就觉得就是当我通过读经祷告，然后就是还是像圣经里说的，他就是说给我一颗刚强的心，就是让我能够去面对他，就是不会害怕他。
But through reading the Bible and praying to him, he's given me a stronger heart so I can face all the difficulties and not be afraid.
然后以前有听弟兄姐妹说，他说很羡慕我们年轻人，就是这么年轻我们信主了。
I heard brothers and sisters saying they admire such young people can believe in the Lord at such young age.
然后我开始的时候并不懂。
I didn't understand that originally.
但是后来我慢慢的就懂了。是啊，我们在年轻的时候因为有主的带领，就是然后我们面对所有问题，真的我们不至于软弱。
Later on, I start to realize that yes, when we believe in the Lord at a young age, the Lord leads us and we will not grow weaker.
就是哪怕我们遇到再大的问题，但是因为我们有一颗刚强的心，然后真的就是把这些问题就是当作一种经历，当作一种成长的经历，我觉得这是主给我们最好的一个美意吧。
Even if we have hardship, the Lord has given us a strong heart so we can face each difficult issues. This is His beautiful purpose.
所以呢，是感谢主，然后感谢主也给我勇气上来。
Praise the Lord and praise the Lord for the courage I can come up to bear testimony.
谢谢。
Thank you. Hello, every brother and sisters.
感谢主，我今天可以受浸。
Praise the Lord, I can be baptized today.
其实呢，我认识基督耶稣在八年前。
Actually, I came to know Jesus Christ at about 8 years ago.
那是由于好奇，我走进教堂。
Out of curiosity, I stepped into a church.
在那里听诗歌祷告，我感到非常喜悦。
I listened to the hymn and I joined the prayer and I feel really happy.
不过那时我只是偶尔去教堂。
But I only went to the church occasionally.
但是呢，由于后来工作压力非常的大。
Later on, I have pressure from work.
我几乎整个身心无法放松下来。
I couldn't relax myself.
我在连我睡觉的时候，我就好像在工作。
Even when I was sleeping, I felt like I was working.
后来我就想到了教会。
And then I thought about church.
周末的时候我就去教会听诗歌祷告。
In the weekend, I'll go to the church to hear to listen to the hymns and the prayers.
很奇妙的，我突然的放松下来。
Amazingly, I could relax myself.
我回到家里也可以睡觉了。
After I went home, I could sleep.
从此以后我就会经常去教会的。
And since then, I come to church more often.
感谢主，今天可以让我受浸。
Thank the Lord that I can be baptized today.
感谢主，今天可以让我在基督里得益。
Praise the Lord that I can receive grace and benefits in the Lord.
感谢主，让我有机会接近神。
Praise the Lord that I can draw near to God. Thank you.
Hi
everyone.
感谢主，今天我受浸了。
Praise the Lord, I can be baptized.
所以想跟大家一起分享一下我信主的这个过程。
So I want to share with you how I come to know the Lord.
其实我是信主是，也是陪一个朋友去教堂，然后我们下午约有事，所以我就是，陪他去一下而已。
I came to know the Lord through a friend whom I accompanied to the church.
然后当时我就跟他一起去了那个福音组听福音。
So I went with her to the gospel talk group to listen to the gospel.
然后第一次我听到福音的时候，说神创造了万物，说了一些就是关于神的一些事情和一个灵魂的事情，我当时就很感动，我就信了。
The first time I heard the gospel, it was about God created everything and the issue about soul, and I was very touched, so I believed straight away.
就是当天我就信了，信了之后也听了一个姐妹跟我说了她的见证。
So I believe on the same day I heard the gospel.And also on the same day, I heard a testimony from another sister.
然后她就反复问我，你信吗？
So she kept asking me, do you believe?
我就也跟她反复地说，我信，我信啊。
So I kept repeating myself, yes, I do, I do.
然后她就说，那我跟你做一个决志祷告吧。
And then she said, can I pray with you?
然后我当时也不懂什么叫决志祷告，然后我就跟着他去了那个庭院的那个教堂的庭院做了决志祷告。
So I didn't understand what that prayer meant, so I followed her to the courtyard of the church and prayed with her to say, yes, I believe you.
然后那天做完决志祷告，他就告诉我你是一个基督徒了。
And after that prayer, she said, now you are a Christian.
然后我就想，就这么顺其自然的，没有一点怀疑跟那个挣扎，我就变成基督徒了。然后我就想，他告诉我，你这天晚上要开始祷告。
So without any doubting or struggling, I became a Christian. And she said to me, so from tonight onwards, you are to pray.
但是那天晚上我真的有祷告，但是我不知道怎么祷告，我也不知道要说什么，要跟神说什么。就那天，现在回想起来，我也忘记了那天怎么去祷告了。
On that night, I started prayer, but I don't know how to do it. And even now, I don't remember exactly what I said to God.
然后经过那天，到了一个很漫长的一段时间里面，我都觉得我信主是一件非常迷茫的事情，我觉得我跟主跟神的关系都是很远，也没有兄弟姐妹平时分享交通的那种感觉。
So afterwards for a long time I feel a bit confused. I feel that God is far away from me. I didn't have the feeling of fellowship between brothers and sisters.
所以我就有一段时间，大概有一个多星期吧，我就没有祷告。
So for a week or so, I stopped praying.
然后教会的话，因为那个时候在 Roseville, 所以离我家也比较远，然后也不方便，然后那个时候又要上班，所以我就几乎是大概一个月也就去了两次这样子。
And I only go to the church in Roseville one or twice each month because it was far away from where I lived.
所以我那个时候就是现在回想起来感觉就是差点就是要放弃了。
To me, now when I look back, I felt at that time I almost gave up.
后来有一天我也不知道怎么回事，然后我就想起了当时 第一天去福音组一个弟兄跟我讲的那些话，然后我就想，既然我当时那么信，然后我就不想那么就是就这样就是放弃了自己的信仰，然后我就想还是要去教会，然后我就因为那边远嘛，我就想要不就来 Open 嘛。
So one day I suddenly remember when brother told me on that gospel talk day I shouldn't be giving up so easily, even things that I believed immediately on that day. So I think Roseville Church is too far away. How about go to Auburn, which is closer?
这样的话我就经常可以来教会，然后我就那天我就一个人冲到 Auburn 那个教会来了。
So that day I came to Auburn Church by myself.
然后但是我当时还是对神这件事情，还是对自己信主这件事情还是非常的迷茫，然后我也有祷告，但是我也没有求到什么，就是也没有经历到神，所以我就真的是当时真的是很迷茫很迷茫的状态。
But still I felt I was at lost. I prayed to God, I didn't get any answer.
后来我就在欧本也参加了星期五晚上的青年聚会。
Then I started coming to the youth group on every Friday evening in Auburn.
然后聚会里面也有一个每天读经的群，然后我有加入这个群，每天有读经。
There is a Bible reading group which shares about what you read in the Bible every day. So I was added to that group too.
当时我一开始就是读经跟那个聚会，我是有点强迫自己去的，因为我觉得既然有那么好的一个环境，你就要坚持下去。
At first I forced myself to read the Bible and to come to the meeting.
后来我慢慢慢慢的经过几个月这个时间读经还有参加聚会，然后也有其他的姊妹帮我带到，后来我就觉得有些事情上在工作上面我真的有慢慢的经历到神。
After a few months with the help of the prayer from other brand sister and I read the Bible every day and pray to God, I start to experience God in my everyday life.
现在我每天读经，我觉得跟神的关系突然就近了很多，以前的迷茫，以前的那种谜团，我也好像慢慢的打开了。
Now I read the Bible every day and I felt that I'm drawn much closer to God. A lot of the confusion I had before has now been opened up.
然后我就觉得现在参加聚会还有读经啊，都是我就是说自己很乐意然后又很积极的去参加的事情。
Now reading the Bible and coming to a meeting is something that I'd like to do myself.
所以我就很感谢主，我觉得是他带领我，是他来认领我，让我成为一个基督徒。也然后现在通过每天的读经和祷告还有参加聚会，让我在以后的基督徒的生活中更加有一颗属灵的心。
I praise the Lord because he is the one that is leading me to himself and I pray that he will give me a heart to know him more in my day, in my future days.
那谢谢大家。
Thank you.
还有一分钟，你们再想一下，想上来就快点上来。
I give you one more minute. If you want to come up, please do so.
对，那如果是一分钟到你们上来，我们就结束，要结束今天这一个的。
Otherwise, we will have to finish today's meeting.
Anyone?
genuine hearts beating?
好，如果这样的话，你如果还想交通你的见证，请你用文章写成文字，然后可以交给我们文字组的弟兄姐妹，严老弟兄或者谢弟兄。
So if you still have something to share, you can put them in words and give it to our brother Yan.
今天的确是非常高兴的日子。
Today is a happy day.
15位的弟兄姐妹受洗，归入了主自己的家。
Because we have 15 brothers and sisters are baptized onto God's family.
不管你们以往的经验是多是少，
No matter how much experience you had in the past，
但是我要恭喜你们的是，从现在开始你会确认你是主的儿女。
I want to congratulate you on the fact that now you are sure that you are God's children。
而且今天不过是你在前边充满了兴奋，充满了喜乐，也充满了惊喜的旅程。
And today is only the starting point of your journey ahead, which is full of excitement, surprise, and joy.
因为主的应许非常清楚地告诉我们。
Because the Lord's promise told us clearly.
若有人信他，他就给他权柄。做神的儿女。
If anyone believes in him, he's given the authority to be his children.
然后因着人愿意信他。
Because man is willing to believe in him,
他会赐下赦罪的恩典。
He will give his grace of forgiveness.
和应许住在人里边的圣灵。
And the promise, the Holy Spirit that dwells within man.
这些都是主自己成就的救恩里边的非常清楚的一些的应许。
These are very clear promise that God has given us in His salvation.
所以在一个基督徒的生活里边，
So in a Christian's life,
不仅仅在信主之前他听了你的祷告，
Not only He listens to you before you believe in Him,
然后你要记得的是从现在开始
You are to
你要走上一条他与你同行的道路。
From now on, you are to walk on the way that he and you are walking together.
重要的不是我跟多少基督徒外边的形式。
It is not the outward rituals and ceremonies that what I did with other Christians.
而是主的生命在你里边的真实的工作。
The more important thing is the real work of God in your heart.
以往你听见很多基督徒说到他们许多的美好的见证的时候。
Yes, when you hear Christians sharing of their beautiful testimony.
你有时候听听也挺感动，有时候也听在我身上没什么用。
Sometimes you are quite touched, but then you think, maybe it doesn't work on me.
但是从现在开始，你自己要去经历它。
But from now on, you are to experience all these by yourself.
你将会发现别人讲的远远不如你自己经验的那么真实，那么丰富。
You'll find that whatever other people say, they're not as rich, as colorful as how you would experience yourself.
基督徒最美的事情是什么呢？
What is the most important, beautiful thing of a Christian?
天天的被主的恩典所扶持。
That is, we are supported and sustained by God's grace every day.
天天的被主的生命在你里边更新跟改变。
Day by day, we are renewed by our Lord's life.
中国人有一句话说，士别三日，刮目相看。
There's a Chinese saying say that if you're away for 3 days, things will change completely.
但是在基督徒的生命里边是天天更新的。
But within a Christian life itself, the life is renewed every day.
每个基督徒信了主以后，都有美好的见证可做。
Every Christian, they will have some beautiful testament after they believe in the Lord.
我借用一个很新鲜的 例子给你们。
I borrow a recent example.
但是我是盼望你听了以后，你也会，一定会去经历同样奇妙的见证。
I hope you will experience the same.
一年多以前。
More than a year ago.
我们当中有一个姐妹的父母来到我们这里。
There's a parents of one of our sister came arriving in Australia.
她来当时还没信主。
When they came, they haven't believed in the Lord.
我记得她来有一个目的，非常清晰的目的。
When they came, they had a very clear purpose.
因为她的女儿来到这里信主了。
Because their daughter came to Australia and became a believer.
但是她女儿就是还没结婚。
But their daughter hasn't married. She's older than 30 years.
父母当然很着急。
The parents are very worried.
所以父母来的第一个目的就先跟女儿讲清楚。
The first thing the parents said to the daughter is,
我来只要做一件事。
I come to only do one thing.
要把你的婚事给办妥。
I want you to marry.
如果主在三个月之内让你结婚，我就信主。
If the Lord will allow you to marry within 3 months, then I will become Christian too.
不然就免谈。
Otherwise, don't talk to me.
但是很稀奇的是
，Amazingly，
他来了以后看见女儿身上的改变。
The parents came. They see all the changes on their daughter.
他看见他周围一些弟兄姐妹美好的相爱。
They saw how brothers and sisters love one another.
圣灵在他们心中也做工。
How the Holy Spirit worked among them.
结果他们信主了。
And the parents believe in the Lord.
我记得他信主以后也在这里受洗的。
I remember they also baptized here last year.
他作为一个见证。
They testified.
他说我把我的忧虑都交给主了。
He said, I'll give all my worries to God.
女儿的事也是主管了。
And my daughter is also given to God. He'll look after her.
结果他们过了一年多，他们又回来这里。
So after a year, they're back now here.
我希望有一天他能亲自在这里，你们可以请他听。讲他们的见证。
So I hope one day you can ask them by yourself.
不过我昨天去他们家里的家庭聚会的时候，他讲一些话让我很高兴。
Yesterday when I went to the family meeting in their house, I was touched by some of his words.
他的爸爸说。
The daughter's father said.
我以前退休了。
Before I was retired.
在家里没事我就打牌。
I had nothing to do but playing the cards.
或者抽烟或者喝酒。
Smoking or drinking.
但是我这次从澳洲回去以后
But ever since I went back to China, from Australia,
这些事都不干了，没兴趣了。
I lost interest of doing all these things.
他说我遇到什么事，里边就有一个声音对我说，我现在是属主的，我可不可以做？
Whatever thing I met, there's a voice within me asking me, you are now belong to God, can you do this?
这位姐妹的妈妈也做见证。
And this sister's mother also testified.
她仍然把这些事交给主。
She still commit everything to God.
主也听她很多祷告。
And God hear her prayer.
她说她眼睛本来看东西很模糊了已经。
She said she couldn't see clearly with her eyes.
但是她爱慕主的话。
But she loved the word of
God. 她每天早晨起来她就读主的话。
Every morning she woke up and read God's word.
她说就这样读读读眼睛都明亮了。
And the more she reads, the more she can see.
也不模糊了。
No longer confused.
现在她能看任何的事物和价值。
Now whatever thing they see.
她们很自然的都是想到主喜欢就是最好。
They naturally come to the thought that as long as God loves it.
我在稀奇一件事，我见到类似的例子真的很多很多。
There were many other examples like this.
都是有一个很确实的生命在人的里边，在做感动，在做安慰，在做改变的工作。
That there is a real life in them to do the work of change, do the work of touching.
所以我鼓励今天已经受洗的15位弟兄姐妹。
So I encourage the new believers.
主也住在你们里边。
That the Lord will live in you.
行事为人，照着里边圣灵的教导，走在平安的当中。
Whatever you do or say, follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and walk.
里面
peacefully.
因着我们以前没信主，所以我们很多东西不一定都知道怎么是主喜欢的。
And because we didn't used to believe in the Lord, so we don't know a lot of things that the Lord doesn't like.
那感谢主，他给我们一本圣经。
Praise the Lord, He gave us this Bible.
客观的话语。
These are the subjective words.
要开始爱慕主的话语，要读。
Long for His words.
凡是那些思想外边的事情跟圣经所记载的相冲突的，我们就不要它。
Whatever thoughts that come to you but goes against the God's word, do not receive them.
我们思考问题不再是是会接不接受我们。
Whatever we think, we shouldn't be considering whether the society will receive us.
也不是对我有利没有利。
It's not dependent on whether it's beneficial to me or not.
记得刚才弟兄们也。劝勉的时候说过。
Remember our brother encouraged just now.
你们受洗的时候。
When you're baptized.
我常常说受洗是一个很简单也很容易的事。
I said baptism is easy and simple.
一个人一旦真心相信了，他都有资格受洗。
As long as someone believes in the Lord truly, he's qualified for being baptized.
但是受洗的意义却是需要你一生之久的。
But the significance of baptism takes a whole life to go through.
记得，我们在这里很喜欢跟弟兄姐妹讲得很清楚的。
Remember, we love to tell you clearly.
我们想拿走一些以往宗教上的错误观念。
We want to remove some of the misconceptions.
以为你信主了，主会帮助你出人头地。
Thinking that now you believe in the Lord will help you on everything.
是不是我们叫人来信耶稣的目的？绝对不是。
This is definitely not the purpose that we want people to believe in.
所以，当你受洗的时候，当你下到水里的时候，你要一再的记得你的过往已经要在这里结束。
When you baptize, you are to remember all your past will stop here.
以前追求的也在这里结束。
Whatever you pursue in the past will stop here.
当你从水里起来的时候。
When you get up from the water.
是主给了你复活新的生命，要活在你的里边。
It is the resurrected life that the Lord has given in you now, and you are living
him. 所以诗歌有一句话非常美的，常常这样提醒我们。
The song, one of the songs tells us.
主为我死
The Lord died for me
我才能活
That I can live
我今天开始也为他而活
From today onwards I will live for him
也靠他而活
And live by him
这是一个受洗以后基督徒一个必须有的很清晰的认知
This is the attitude that a Christian after he's baptized must have.
不再为自己活。
No longer live for myself.
也不再靠自己活。
And no longer live by myself.
而是靠主来活。
But live by the Lord.
也为主来活。
And live for the Lord.
我们说过，刚才常唱了两首诗歌里边一首叫《信而顺从》。
One of the hymns we sang just now is Trust and Obey.
我们从现在开始信了，也要走这一条顺从他的路。
So now that we've trusted, we are to obey him.
然后你可以尽管的放心。
And then you can be assured.
有人说，那我交给他，等会我就完蛋了。我要做什么，他都总是把我专门去做些差的、不好的。
Someone said, if I give everything to him, then I'm finished. He'll always let me do the bad thing.
那你记得刚才弟兄也说过。
Remember, our brother said,
就算母亲会忘记她怀中吃奶的婴孩
Even the mother can forget the baby in her bosom.
主说我绝不忘记你
The Lord said, I will never forget you.
主耶稣也说如果他连生命都肯为我们舍了
Jesus said, if I can sacrifice my life for you,
难道他还要留下什么好的东西不给你我吗
Is there anything that he wants to keep, not given to us?
所以走上这一条信靠主的路是最蒙福的路
So walking onto this way of salvation,
但是我们要学习顺从圣灵的教导
is the best way, and we need to learn to follow the Spirit.
客观上要明白 主在圣经中跟我们说的话语照着去行。
Objectively, we are to understand the Lord's word and follow.
好，时间没有很多，我必须停在这里。
我
们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，为着十五位的弟兄姐妹进入了你自己的家。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for bringing 15 brothers and sisters into your house.
主照着你应许的。
Lord, according to your promise,
你把赦罪的恩典给了他们。
You have given them the grace of forgiveness.
你也把所赐的圣灵放在他们里边。
And you have placed the Holy Spirit in their heart.
以致他们可以从现在开始天天的走在你的教导的里边。
So that they can walk on the way of your teaching every day.
走在圣灵恩膏的教训里边。
To walk under the anointing of the Spirit.
主啊，让他们的生命因着有你的参与，天天的在改变的合乎你的心意。
Lord, may their lives be changed to suit your will.
让他们的生活本身就成为了一个主自己奇妙的见证。
May their living themselves become an amazing testimony of God.
主在他们的心中常常让他们对你说：“主啊，我要讨你喜欢。”
Lord, may them pray to you all the time. Lord, I want to please you.
主改变我。
Oh Lord, change me.
帮助我。
Help me.
好让我更像你。
So that I can be more like you.
奉主耶稣的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们今天聚会时间比较长哈。
Today we have a long meeting.
但是我们感谢主，我们听到很多新受浸的弟兄姊妹，他们很美好的见证。
I praise the Lord for the many testimonies that our brothers and sisters have given us.
我们也请弟兄姊妹继续为他们来代祷。
Let's pray for them continually.
让他们也真的是能够走在主喜悦的路上。
So they can walk the way that pleases the Lord.
那我们今天的聚会就停在这里。那如果是你愿意留下来，我们饭食组有准备中饭啊，你们可以，我们可以一起在会所里面用饭。
So our meeting will stop here, but if you'd like to stay, we are providing lunch today.
我们请新受浸的弟兄姊妹，我们在门口有一个合影。
I want the newly baptized brothers and sisters to take a group photo outside.
好，我们今天聚会就停在这里。